Intercept.
Fresh out of school, huh? First time on a vessel?
Yeah. We just graduated. If I need to expel, is there a good place to do that?
Right over there, rookies. And what about you? You gonna need to lose some volume as well?
No, I'm good. Hey, thanks for having us on your team. They didn't really explain to us exactly what we'd be doing.
Schools, that's classic. I bet they had you convinced we're out there capturing specimens so we can save their habitat, right?
We just learned about that with humans and the planet called Earth. We don't plan to save them?
That's adorable. Save them. They're a plague. The planet needs to be saved from them.
We saw one of them shart, and that was pretty great. Have you seen that?
Have I seen that? Son, I've been at this a long time. I've seen just about everything they do.
That is better. Phew.
Damn, son. I said over there. You got yuck all over the floor.
I thought you pointed right there.
Why would I point at the floor?
I thought maybe it had some sort of an invisible drain or something.
What? You think this ship is magic? Did that school really send me a tech who thinks that my vessel has magic floors?
No. I guess I just thought...
Okay, why don't we go ahead and take it easy on Danu? He messed up. We'll clean it up. It's no big deal.
Oh, you got it all figured out. This is your ship?
No. Of course it's not. You were planning to yell at him the entire way to... wherever we're going? I didn't know that. I apologize. It seems like an odd way to spend the time, but it is your ship, so go nuts.
What's your name?
Thaler, sir. Oh, are you switching to me now? Great. I know I didn't get yik everywhere, but I did stuff some extra chocolates into my pack. I have a bit of a sweet tooth, which I'm a little self-conscious about, so feel free to use that if you need.
Oh, so you're a smart guy, huh? Thaler the genius. Fresh out of school and ready to take on the world. Well, tell me, genius, what's the best way to catch a human?
Oh, this is exciting. A tough guy captain is my first boss? Well, I can't say for sure, but I know they like money, sex, jewels, and guns. Although, I wouldn't try the sex angle with your current breath.
Mine's probably not so hot either, after the expulsion.
Thank you, Danu.
And then after you and your fancy breath catch them, what next? Study them?
You don't study them?
What would you need to learn about them in order to help them interact more efficiently with their natural habitats? Body temperature? Biochemistry? Diet? Rate of digestion? We can learn that with a probe in 2 seconds. So why do they teach us to collect them?
Don't we have similar habitats set up on other planets so we can observe how they integrate?
Do you know how much that would cost to run something like that efficiently? Every year, I get some new group of slicknecks buying whatever the school they went to is selling them.
What have you been doing out here all these years? I mean, aside from eating what smells like poop directly from a sphinx.
How about that? You ever seen one of them in the flesh before?
Please send me home or kill me. I can't keep living like this.
We've seen one of these before. Ours was from a different time period, though. And he sharted.
This one can shart, too. Isn't that right, friend?
Please, I give you the deed to my mind, mister. I got a wife and a family. Please, she's a pretty little girl.
Shut up. These things disgust me.
Okay, let's just cool it down a touch. So you have not been doing your job all these years?
Well, I did my job. I got this guy a few years back, took him to one of your precious observation habitats, but you know what they do there?
I don't. I think we've made it pretty clear that we're new at this.
Yeah. I'll reference the yik again, just so you don't think I'm an old pro.
You took him back, and then it wasn't what you were expecting?
You can't take me back there, please. It ain't no way to live, just sitting around. Please. I have a family.
Shut up.
Hey, easy. He has a family. Is this how you would want someone treating your family?
A family man? When I lured him in, I was dressed in all burlap with only my mouth showing, walking around pointing to my mouth saying, penises go here. And I'd just been sprayed in that mouth by a thing they call on their planet a skunk. It makes my breath right now seem like a bed of flowers. And you know who came over and wanted to poke into that burlap hole?
The skunk?
Danu.
This loving family man. so cool it with all the sympathy.
I hadn't felt the pleasure of a woman's touch in years. Old man Thacker had me working as a hired gun while the mine wasn't producing, and I took some buckshot to my hip that got gangrenous, and I was laid up in the town for months while my wife stayed up at the mine with them kids. I miss them, please.
And you thought the first thing you'd do once you healed from the buckshot wound was to wedge it into some burlap?
I mean, let's not go judging here. Everyone has their thing.
Yeah, I think burlap can be pretty attractive.
And then we get him up to the preserve, and he's sleeping with every woman in sight. We move him to a different enclosure, and you know what he did there?
I did what anyone would do in that situation. Please let me go. I ain't asking for much, feller.
He quit. He stopped eating. He refused to do anything. We couldn't observe him or get any data, and we never can. They all do that. So eventually he started with all this nonsense of, just kill me, and anywhere but here. So I decided to get him anywhere but there.
Whoa. You're planning to kill him?
What? No. I'm planning to finally make this job pay off for me. He wants out. He's not giving us any data. I need resources. I'm going to return him home for a price.
We're kidnappers?
No, Danu, we're not. Captain Oudman here is just frustrated. Once he's had a chance to think, he'll realize this isn't the way to go.
You can sell me for whatever you want, just as long as I can get home to Sally and them kids. I swear I won't never even look at burlap again.
It's a nice idea to sell him back. But unless you have a time machine, I'm afraid that time has passed.
Yeah, this guy's time is way out of date. Sorry you had to hear it that way, but Sally's probably been gone for over 100 years at this point. Relativity and all that.
Oh, my Sally, please, no!
Oh, cool it. Even after you smelled the skunk smell, you still said, why, that's a mighty purty burlap hole.
I was delirious from the gangrene.
If this is true about the time, I'm gonna dump him out here.
Wait, no, please, mister. Whatever time it currently is, there is a time machine. This feller come to the town, feller by the name of Wallace. He swore he was from the future.
Well, that checks out for me. I say we don't dump him.
You're just trying to save your pathetic self.
No. He had him a watch that we all thought come from the aliens flat. No gears. And it could speak, too. It weren't much of a lover, but it was a hell of a nice watch.
Oh my God. I was just defending you. Stop putting your penis into strange places.
I can't help it. It had a band that felt nice.
The human we had in our classroom had that same watch.
That's not enough for me.
Wait. What if you can sell him in their current time? He'd be a novelty act.
No, it's too risky. He knows too much already. I'm throwing him out.
Danu, I am glad that you expelled.
Me too. I think he's knocked out. So weird that he won't smell any worse even though he's laying in a pile of yick. What was with all that sell him as a novelty act business?
I was just panicking. I wanted to keep him from throwing him out. Here, help me tie up his feet.
I appreciate that you volunteered to handle his smelly head.
Well, his feet are covered in your dinner from last night.
That's what I get for stealing your chocolate.
Hey, before you load him up, maybe you could slide his smelly head over this way and I could...
No! What was I just saying to you? We're trying to help your disgusting species stay on your planet. Get it together.
Thank you, I surely will.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Mrs. Wallaby, while I appreciate you coming all the way down here, I must once again strongly urge you to cancel this job search and close down your bun shop.
Did anybody show up?
Well, yes, one applicant. But with all the disappearances around this mall, all the strange activity, and all the legal action, I have to once again, just so you plainly understand me, encourage you to cash out, go out of business, and just enjoy what you and Mortimer built here. God rest him.
Cinemark was our dream. Mortimer would never forgive me if I gave up. If someone is here, please send them in.
I really think...
People will come for our buns. We always said that. And it was always true. If someone wants to work, why would we stop them? Send them in.
Fine.
Bunchy, if you are here and can hear me, Miss Wallaby and I will see you now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just checking out the construction. These crash marks are wild. We'll be right there.
Ah! You just slammed the door on your arm. Are you okay?
Oh, I did? Oh, I don't think I did, but whatever. Hi, nice to meet you both. Thank you for seeing me. And I just have to tell you, and I'm sure you get this a lot, I love your buns. I'm very excited for this opportunity.
You're hired!
Well, thank you. She does get that a lot. Please have a seat.
And here's my resume. Helvetica. It's my favorite font. 1.5 space, bullet list, all my references, even my mom.
Wow, you have a lot of experience, lots of different jobs, not always a plus. And why do they call you Bunchy?
Oh, well, a whole bunch of reasons. Bunch of energy, bunch of ideas, bunch of jobs. Oh, and my fingers were all stuck together one summer, so I think that's where it started, from kids calling me that.
Uh-huh. And it says here you worked at the Frogert Studio, here in this mall. And you still want to work in this mall again?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Frozen yogurt, or Froyo, as we called it in the biz. That's where I cut my teeth learning the fast-paced, ultra-demanding world of mall food service.
Tell me, why were your fingers stuck together?
Oh, it's an interesting story. I fell asleep with my hand in a fish tank, and a lot of moisture got to my skin. And then, I guess the little fish nibbled at my fingies, and then the fingers all just fused together for the summer. But, simple surgery, all better, no big deal, great news.
Of course. The UFO's crash path went right through the Frogert studio. I assume you weren't working that day?
No, I was fired a few days before the crash and all the abductions. I'm just lucky, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And why were you fired?
Insurance reasons, mostly. I didn't see that the lid was closed on bin 2, and I went to do a double scoop and kind of punched my hands through the glass, and glass shards got on the froyo.
Oh, my.
But I managed to get the scoops with no glass or blood on them and get the order shipped.
Blood. You were bleeding while this happened.
Oh, yeah. My arms fractured open and blood starting to come out, but I handled it and still got the order shipped. And that's what I promised to do here as well. Get the buns shipped.
I like her spirit. Yeah.
I have some questions. First, what do you mean by fractured open? As in the bone broke? And two, how did you get the blood, quote, handled?
Well, first, yes, the bones did come out, but, and this also answers question two, I was able to tie a no-handed tourniquet on each arm to get the blood stopped. It should list it there on my resume. On my list of skills, one of my bullet points, no-handed tourniquet.
Oh, it's here!
Yeah, I'm pretty good at them. Sorry that I'm braggy. I wanted to host an all-comers tourniquet where people from all over came to test their skills. Two hands division, one-handers, and then obviously the creme de la creme would be in the no-handers division. But it's pretty hard to put together due to, you could probably guess...
insurance reasons?
Bingo. The bane of my existence, apparently.
And how did you develop this talent for... no-handed tourniquets?
Oh, I should mention, I have a condition where I can't feel pain in my arms or hands, but before you hold that against me, it has never stopped me from getting orders shipped in the past.
I really like her spirit.
Right. Bunchy, if you would excuse us for a moment, we need to discuss a few things.
Oh, sure.
Very hot ovens, her arms. Once again, I must strongly urge you to...
What do you think, Mortimer? Me too. We say she's hired.
Yes, yes.
Miss Bunchy, please come in.
Thank you. You will not regret this.
Your arm is bleeding.
Oh, gee. Yeah. Oh, I got excited and I hit the wall. Must be brick underneath. No problem, though. Simple one-hander. Here we go.
Let's ship some buns.
We'll get your paperwork together and get a start date set for you.
Oh, I can start right now.
Why not?
Hooray!
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
A secret that Jan won't be sharing with anyone anytime soon. Okay, well, on to the community calendar. Now, folks, you may have heard, or for those lucky few, even seen chickadees in the area recently. And as you know, the sight of a chickadee means good luck. We could all use more of that, am I right? Now, I suppose being tucked in the studio here, I've never seen one myself, but here's hoping that this is the year. And you know, when the chickadees are around, that means one thing, that... before we get to that, I see a light blinking. Well, what a treat. We very rarely get a caller during the community calendar, but always happy to chat with you fine folks. You're on with Hal DeGrawl. Have you seen any chickadees?
I have not, ghost.
Pardon?
You heard me, you ghost, or phantom, or hologram, or whatever you are.
Well, no luck with the chickadee sighting yet, folks. And just to remind you once again, our number here is awfully close to a different call-in show. So, go ahead and make sure you have the right digits, and if you see a chickadee, let us know. Clarence at Thompson Automotive has offered a free spark plug change for anyone who brings in video of these beautiful chickadees singing in their gorgeous tunes. Oh, hey, maybe we have one now.
You never say where you are. No one has ever seen you out in public. You broadcast about a town that you never mentioned by name. You're a ghost. Just admit it.
Well, today is for the birds. Am I right, folks? This is a local radio station, and if you are a local, you know right where I broadcast from. And us locals, well, we like to keep our little town our little secret.
That's perfect cover. Just fess up. You're a hologram sent to collect data and spy on us. You don't have any fingerprints, do you?
Wow. Well, that's a new one. For those of you just tuning in, this has been happening recently thanks to a harebrained theory shared on a much larger syndicated show on this same channel.
Ha! The jet was right, you hologram son of a...
Apologies for that. Like us locals say, if you know where you are, you don't have to say it. Well, we'll just keep it our little secret. And speaking of secrets, Bertha's Beauty Supply is offering 2-for-1 deals on any pieces of lingerie purchased in the next 30 days. And as you may have guessed, any proof of a chickadee sighting, and it's 75% off. But with chickadees, just like lingerie, let's make sure these photos are consensual. Oh, boy. Go ahead, caller, but just know that I posted a video of myself holding a local paper while also holding my passport. So maybe we could just tone down the ghost business?
Yeah, but we didn't see your fingerprints.
Why would you need to see my fingerprints? Wouldn't ghosts also have fingerprints?
Maybe, but holograms definitely would not.
I'm not a hologram. Not a hologram. Breath, Hal. Okay, and you know what? I'm sorry about that, folks. The Jefferson Middle School Marching Band is raising money this weekend for their annual... And, you know, not to give any credence to this hologram business, but it wouldn't be hard to search the businesses I mentioned and find out exactly where our little town is located. Okay, just a thought. Anyway... These wonderful musicians could use your support to get themselves to the regional jamboree in, standby. Go ahead, caller. I'm not a ghost or a hologram.
Oh, I don't think you are, Hal. And thank you again for mentioning it and coming to the community yard sale and swap meet at St. Joseph's last weekend.
Well, it's my pleasure, Gail. And you see, a local... Who recognizes me as a human and not a ghost?
Well, I was just thinking. I never did look at your fingerprint.
Oh, come on!
I guess I had never considered it, but you did stay mostly inside. I don't know that I can rule you out being a hologram.
Okay. Okay. The community calendar. Does your car need some attention? The light is blinking, but I'm not... go ahead, caller. Did you see any chickadees?
I want you. Social security card stapled to your shirt. Visible in the company of an authorized or deputized law enforcement officer. The that day's newspaper. In full light. Laser scanning fingerprint. Retina scan. Then you look at the camera and say...
Just pressing on. As a human. In our quaint little town. Cooper Automotive. Cars, oils, brakes, and whatnot. Go get it. Mention the community calendar. Go ahead, caller. Do I sound like a ghost or a hologram to you? I know those chirps. You found the chickadees.
That I did not. Just like you, they are fictitious. Figments of the imagination. That's a recording. But I suppose you wouldn't know anything about falsified creations such as that, would you, ghost?
Well, folks, I'm Hal DeGraal, and I'll see you around.
No, you won't, hologram.
I thought I'd end
that. Scratching the surface on finding out who you really are, shifty.
There we go.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
You think I could have a bit of your chocolate?
What? No, it's mine.
Oh, I was just thinking you might want to give it away since she's kind of a bigger gal.
Bigger gal? What? You know what? I'm not even going to address that. You cannot have my chocolate.
That's okay. I like them bigger, you know. There's just more you to love.
You know what? I was going to slide his smelly head over your way, but you have talked me out of it.
Oh, don't joke around. That's just funning.
Well, I didn't care for it. Now, get some sleep. I'm going to eat some chocolate and try to forget about this day.
Can I have some of your chocolate?
No, you just threw it all up. Stop wasting my chocolate.
And it saved the day. And I didn't call you a big gal.
No one is getting any of my chocolate.